This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
A clip you want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
Today's clip of the day takes us into the world of the NFL, specifically the AFC West. And one of the biggest figures when it comes to talking about football, not just the NFL, but also college football, had a few things to say about the AFC West in particular, and that is the one and only, Michael, John Gruden. John Gruden, a former Raiders coach, former Raiders head coach twice, is very high on this team to take the AFC West. Here's the clip of the day.
All right, Coach, it's prediction time. Give us a winner. Who wins this division?
I'm going to pick Denver just because of the continuity. Head coach, quarterback, almost all their starters are back on both sides of the ball, and they're going to get a jolt from Waddle. I like the Chargers to win it. The Broncos to win it. I like the Chargers in second, and I like the Chiefs to finish third, but I think all three of those teams can be playoff teams. And I think the Raiders are going to improve. But unfortunately for the silver and black, this is a very tough division with some established coaches and quarterbacks.
There it is, Mike. I knew that would make your day. John Gruden going against his old team. In fact, putting them last place, really high on the Denver Broncos winning the AFC West.
I think he's right. Everything there he's right about. Think the Chargers are going to come in second, won't get out of the first round of the playoffs. I think the Chiefs will come in third, but very close with the Chargers. And the Raiders will have more than three wins. They'll have four or five.
Are there three AFC West teams in the playoffs then?
Yes. Kind of like at the NFC West last year. I think I thought the AFC West, if Patrick Mahomes hadn't gone down with the injury, I think they would have squeaked into the playoffs.
So the big, obviously, we've talked a little bit about the key storylines around the Broncos. Bo Nix, you know, is he healthy? The Davis Webb dynamic, the new play caller dynamic, how does that work for Denver? Denver, for the most part, kind of running it back, save for Jalen Waddle, making a blockbuster trade, but for the most part, running it back. How about for the Chiefs? I mean, number one, Mike, the biggest storyline around the Kansas City Chiefs has got to be, is Patrick Mahomes healthy? That's the number one thing. I think another one is probably, how about Eric Bieniemy? Him being back in the fold. I mean, over the last few years, you know, you have Patrick Mahomes, who was a stud, Andy Reid. During Eric Bieniemy's 5 years as the team's OC from 18 through 2022, the Chiefs never finished worse than sixth in the league in points or yards, twice tallied the most points, and three times amassed the most yards. In the last 3 years without Bieniemy, the Chiefs have ranked, at average, 17th in scoring and 15th in yardage. There were obviously other factors in that decline. Tyreek Hill leaving in a trade. Travis Kelce's not getting any younger. But having Bieniemy back, is that going to be that much of a game changer for the Kansas City Chiefs? It could. Obviously, the numbers don't lie. They were much better offensively with him than they were without him.
And I've heard people say that their draft was great.
Yeah, their draft was very good.
I still think they come in third, probably right behind the Chargers. The Chargers have had the situation the last couple years that the Broncos had with before the Walmart's bottom with all those injuries. So I think the Chargers, if they stay healthy, are going to be a number two team.
Chargers will be interesting. And I think where you heard that was here on the whole show, Michael. The Chiefs did have a very good draft. Very good draft. And they're already, like, they find ways to just keep getting young cornerbacks. You don't think about the Chiefs as much of this defensive, I mean, they have an amazing defensive coordinator, but just the way they develop their cornerbacks, Michael, they're just very good at it. And, you know, they develop them and then they move on from them before they have to pay them anything. To me, that's like the mark of, that's what you want. I mean, it's a business. It's sometimes that's the ugly part of the business. But if you can develop your corners, get them to the point where they're very, you know, pretty damn good, but you know you're that confident you can continue to develop those guys, that's exactly what the Chiefs do. They traded Trent McDuffie. They let Jalen Watson walk in free agency. Both very good players. Will both be going to the Rams. Now they've got 2025 third-round pick, Noel Williams, Mansoor Delane, and then this year they had the number 6 overall pick to fill that void from Trent McDuffie and Jalen Watson. They have a lot of good players. Mansoor Delane is, you know, again, they're just good at drafting. Will it be this year? Or will, as Michael says, as John Gruden says, is this the Chargers year to at least finish in second or maybe push? I mean, keep in mind, they got Mike McDaniel. I'm very curious to see what that offense is going to look like now that you bring former Miami Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel to go coach under Jim Harbaugh, who fired his offensive coordinator, Greg Roman. So I'm very interested to see how Mike McDaniel works with Justin Herbert.
And I would like to see how, and I think that'll probably be a good relationship. I would like to see how, if they can stay healthy.
The offensive line?
Because, you know, if you're a team that gets a lot of injuries and then year after year you get a lot of injuries, you do need to change something up. Maybe your facilities, maybe your strength and conditioning coach. But I would like to see, and I don't root for injuries, so I would like to see them fully healthy, see what they can do.
Well, and that's,
just don't
that's
think
why,
they're not going to be. I think they'll be better than the Chiefs. Just don't think. I think they'll choke.
This is why I think Herbert's a better quarterback than Bo Nix. Their offensive line was not very good last year. That should be a strength of the 2026 team going forward. But they had tons of injuries to that thing. Left tackle Rashawn Slater had a season-ending tendon tear. Joe Alt played just 6 games before he had season-ending ankle surgery. Justin Herbert was sacked 54 times. It was a career high behind this patchwork offensive line. So if their line can stay healthy, this could be a career year for Justin Herbert. We'll see.
Not against the Broncos, though. The Broncos' defense is great. It is great.
And the question I have, and I know this is in the promo that you cut, can you do it 3 years in a row?
I'm going to say yes, but again, that's me.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Sneezed.
You're welcome.
That was a bad one, man. That came on fast. Nice recovery by you. That was some fancy feet moves by you.
If I turned off the microphone and sneezed, you could maybe hear it on the air because I sneezed really loudly.
I'm not that loud of a sneezer, but if I did it right into the microphone, we'd be in trouble. It'd be gross.
My nephew sneezes like 12 times in a row.
Ooh.
He's one of those
guys. Isn't it rare to do it like 3 times in a row?
It's not 12. It's more like 6.
Do you have to make a wish if you do that or something like that?
I don't know why. I don't know why everybody's sneezes are different. It's so weird. It must be the shape of the face or something.
I don't know, but that was a good catch by you. Hey, I have to tell you about this, Mike. Yesterday, I don't know, clip of the day, we talked about the Marvel stuff. Did you hear about a new horror movie that just came out called Obsession? Have you heard about this?
I don't follow horror.
I don't either. I don't like them. But the reason I know about this movie is I'll be scrolling like comedy stuff, and there's these two guys. They just make these spoof funny videos, whatever. He's a young guy that just suddenly became a director. This movie is called Obsession, and I figured this is a good, you know, it stems kind of from our movie topic of conversation yesterday to a completely different topic of conversation. It is basically, imagine the genie is when you make a wish, there's always a caveat. There's always something that's not like, it's not as clean. Like, say you want $1 million, it's going to come to you in a really weird way or something like that.
So like kind of a monkey's paw situation. You get those three, yeah, but it's going to screw you over in the end?
Yes. So basically this guy, he likes this girl, and he gets this thing called the wishing willow. And it's like something you snap, you make the wish, and then you snap it. He wishes for this girl to love him more than anybody in the world. And she's basically becomes like freaking terrifying, obsessed with him. And she, oh man. Anyway, it's just something I was thinking about. I'm not a big horror movie guy either, but the concept of it is so fascinating that it might be one I would watch.
That sounds, the Simpsons did a Treehouse of Horrors about
Michael.
That, and that was kind of fun. It does seem like an interesting thing. Probably the second or third genie movie to come out and. As many years, except the last one was, I think, more of a love story.
What was the last genie movie to come out before that?
I don't remember who it was, but Idris Elba, I think, was the genie. I don't remember. I think if you do get a lamp or a monkey's paw, you do have to take into account the issues that will come along with it. So if you say,
yes,
I want the largest
for it.
Organ in the world, that's going to hurt you. I think your wishes should be a lot less selfish. Like, if you're going to wish for something for yourself.
Well, the whole
like,
point of this movie is, like, even if you make a, I mean, I don't know, but you make a wish, it's never quite what it seems. Faith says, I saw the preview yesterday and looks creepy. Oh, and again, if you make the mistake of watching that video, a video or two, it's now in your algorithm and you're going to see that nonstop.
Yeah, that's why you don't sign in. To YouTube, you just have the non-sign-in version,
see, like,
and delete the cookies,
Michael,
so it resets it.
I don't watch it on YouTube, though. This is where we get into the argument yesterday. I have Twitter and Facebook. I don't get on. The only reason I get on YouTube is to post our whole minute video, because we post it everywhere. I don't scroll Twitter or YouTube. I only scroll Facebook and Twitter. And Facebook is more like movie trailers and movies and stuff like that. To your point, nothing about Captain America announcement back in December. But for some reason, because I watched one trailer of this movie, that's all I'm seeing now is Obsession. It's like, thinks I'm obsessed with it. Now I kind of want to watch it, though.
Delete your cookies.
I'll delete my account. Faith says, I have to say I was Team Michael yesterday with the Marvel stuff. Yeah, she was with you, but she's a follower. She's a follower. We did an experiment around the office, and we asked everybody if they knew, what's his name? Steven Rogers?
Steve Rogers.
Steve Rogers. We asked if they knew he was coming back. Brian said, what is that? Derb said, boy, do I, sarcastically. And Tanner said, I thought that was the black guy from the new TV show that they did. Does that answer your question?
Small sample size.
Of the audience that probably listens to this show, bud.
I was just trying to say, like... It was announced, and it in the pop culture arena, it was kind of a well-known thing. But not everybody watches
movies.
But why
is it – okay, let me ask you this question. Why is it well-known? So if I were to tell you the movie Obsession that we're just talking about, it was already announced that she was going to die at the end. I mean, to me, it's like weird. You're telling me they already announced a surprise character would be reemerging into the franchise – but shouldn't that be a surprise for the trailer, at the very least, the movie?
I mean, I would have, I don't know, they did this with more than one
but
character.
But why do
they
do
they did
that?
It with Thor,
so,
too.
Like, you say they announced it. And again, I'm not trying to start a fight again like yesterday. Where did they announce this? And you say it's on YouTube.
Well, you could find the trailer on YouTube, but like there are a number of sources that cover movies and a number of sources that are nerd sources, which forget the nerd stuff. Like, the Marvel movies are so like big that you have like mainstream Hollywood Reporter type of things, and that's on their front page.
But you know, like, that's nothing I ever see or read, right? Like, you know that. Like, when I was doing the Nerd Show with you, yes, at that point I was trying to find information for the show. But now, I'm telling you honestly, I heard rumors that Robert Downey Jr. was coming back, but I had no idea that Captain America was coming back. And yeah, I think the majority of our listeners would tell you the same thing, even though you disagree.
I think in the pop culture arena, and there are different arenas. There's the sports arena, and you have a lot of people who like just watch sports. I have no problem with that. If you just watch movies, if you just listen to music, but Marvel has become so big, which is a criticism of Hollywood and Hollywood executives. It has become so big that major news
But like, I watched Game of Thrones, Mike, and I didn't read all. I think I read half of one book. I don't remember them coming out saying it's already been announced that Ned Stark is not going to return for the second season. Like, I think it's odd. I don't read about the stuff I'm getting ready to watch. Like, I'm going to go see Odyssey. I want to see it.
It's good.
I've heard it was very good. Very controversial for some reason, and I want to find out why.
Oh, it's because the actresses go around and whine about things. And that's what's become controversial.
That's
Lupita
not why.
Nyong'o is...
I don't know what that is.
She's playing... I forget who the...
It's
female
not...
And the,
it's the Ellen Page... Is Elliot Ellen Page is Elliot Page now? He is in the movie. That's one of the controversial reasons.
Yeah, I think he's the son.
The other controversial reason is they use regular talk like this. They just talk like this instead of any kind of like oldie time medieval Greek mythology stuff.
And also the
cast of Helen, the girl they cast to be Helen of Troy.
Yeah, she's a black woman.
Well, and I don't know if it...
And she's supposed to be Greek.
If it's because... there are Greek black people. So I don't know why that's a big complaint.
The complaint is
that she's not maybe a 10 out of a 10. I don't know. Depends on your flavor.
As far as an actress, she's incredible.
What have I seen her in?
You've seen her in Black Panther.
Oh, everybody knows that.
She is Nakia.
Yeah, she's good in that. I want to go see it. I don't know. It could be a political mess, but that's my kind of stuff. I like that kind of stuff. But I couldn't tell you, it was announced that I didn't even know Matt Damon was going to be in this, Mike. I'm all over this kind of stuff. I love Greek mythology. I had no idea. So when you say, like, it was announced that Captain America's coming back, where, Mike?
They had a couple of announcements. They had announcements of all the cast members, and then they had an individual announcement
sitting on my couch watching the Rockies game from 6:40, kid finally gets ready to go take a bath. We're playing outside. From 6:40 to 9:30 to 10 maybe, where would I have seen that news? When that's the majority of my summer.
Do they even like sponsor the Rockies? Like you'll see it during the Super Bowl and during like Thanksgiving games.
I'm watching the Yankees and Dodgers on NBC the other night, Sunday night. I'm giving you just random games. I'm watching the Nuggets and the Cavs on primetime NBA on a random Thursday. Would that announcement have popped up that Captain America is returning? Like his announcement. You know what I mean? Like
no, okay, that, probably so. Not a random game because it's not important enough. But like you'll find something on a Monday night football game. They've done this before where they had the premiere of the trailer on Monday Night Football, and part of it's because
Disney was it announced that Captain America was coming back during a Monday Night Football game?
I don't remember when they played it.
It was not.
I honestly don't remember. Like it. I haven't paid attention to a lot of nerdy stuff lately.
Dang, that sucks. Yahoo Sports says Charles Davis is expected to be let go of ESPN by ESPN. What are they doing over there? I like Charles Davis, man. I love Charles Davis.
ESPN has faltered. I feel like if TBS or TNT became like all sports, they would be where it's at because they know how to pick people. both hockey and basketball.
And he's a good one. I want to read you some of these comments, too, because this is how I'm not in the nerd realm anymore, but Faith is definitely there. She said, think Captain America's back, but not how we think. But I'm a comic book girly, so if it is following the comic trail. And believe it or not, I do know that he's not. There's one the stupid 4 million universes thing kind of annoys me.
Yeah, this is a complaint that a lot of people have. I think it was especially after they killed Superman in the comics in the 90s, and then they brought him back. It's like, okay, so no main character can ever die.
But this is where I get pissy with this stuff, because, yeah, that's dumb. Also, you can do anything you want when you have 4 million different universes. So I put this on Facebook last night, and you could see the nerds coming at me. I said, so another Avengers, huh? Is anyone else kind of superheroed out? I was all in for a while, but then it was movie after movie, TV show after TV show, and too many random characters that I've never heard of. I think I'm done. Maybe. Probably. I got this one from Michael. Not you, Michael. This guy goes, it's been 7 years since the last Avengers. It's still fatigue, man. I'm not talking about Avengers, but that's just another one.
We've talked about this before. If you ever go to the 50s and 60s and early 70s, there were cowboy movies everywhere. Where are the cowboy movies now? You had cowboy fatigue, and that killed the entire genre.
And that's where I think we're at right now.
I think we're seeing this now.
So he goes on to say, it's been about a year since a Marvel movie was in theaters. I don't know, bro. I don't know what that means. I just know that on my television, if I go to Disney Plus, go to Marvel Universe, and there's freaking strands for days of Marvel characters. And then the other one was not random characters. They're all in the comics. I never said they weren't in the comics, but
yeah,
they're random characters.
I'll agree
with
you on that. There are, like, Ironheart.
Dude,
she's a pretty new character.
I don't care about Ant-Man. I'm sorry. I got Spider-Man. I got Hulk. I don't need an Ant-Man. I don't need it. I watched the movies. They're not that good. I watched them, and I love Paul Rudd. They're not that good.
The second one was kind of terrible, and the third one was also not good.
And they
good.
Get worse as they go. So my whole point on that is, like, you saying they're not random characters. They're all in the comics. Did I say they weren't in the comics? I didn't think they were just making them up. I don't think writers today in Hollywood have the ability to just make up a character.
Yeah, they don't. They, like, everything you see, you're like, oh, this movie is great. Oh, it's a book.
Right. Yeah, it's not.
Some of the movies we've reviewed this year on the show are books.
When I say random characters, I mean, I don't need to see Supergirl. I don't need to see Ant-Man. And I know that's DC and Marvel crossing over there, but do we need a freaking trilogy and a TV series of every character that's ever been in a comic book?
I mean, they're trying to. I understand why they're introducing some of these characters, but I think it would be more successful if they did quality work. And a lot of the shows have been bad.
I'm a big believer in quality, not quantity, and I believe Netflix fell into that years ago when they said they had a quota, they had to do like release 300 movies a year or something. Like, that to me is ridiculous. Don't put a quota out there, just release good movies.
And yeah, for Marvel, be like A24, the studio puts out all sorts of different. They put out one that's very nerdy. That one is excellent.
But it's like, to me, I loved the lead up to all the Avengers. I went through and watched every movie in order when we were having our kid, when we had our kid, and I was home for like 2 weeks. So anytime he would go down or whatever, if I wasn't sleeping, I was going through in order and I watched everything leading up to which one? Which is the last? What's the last Avengers? Not this recent one, but the last one.
Endgame.
Yeah, I led all the way up to that one.
But Tanner spoiled it for you.
He did spoil it. I did know about it.
I tried to fix that.
I did. But I liked it a lot. And then suddenly after the event that broke down and all the characters go on and do their own thing, it's like we're making TV shows now. It's like, okay, there's Loki. All right. And then there's WandaVision. There's Moon Landing.
Moon Knight. Yeah, Moon Knight. Moon Knight was interesting.
And I'm like, I have to follow these to know what the hell's going on in the next movie? And then I just got out of it. And then they made the Captain America one. But without him and his two sidekicks, this metal arm guy and Bat Boy or Wingman, Hawkeye, I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah,
so I became numb to it. Suddenly, I didn't want to see any superhero running around in tights.
Yeah, I think the problem with these Marvel movies is they have to put in so much stuff. And by putting in so much stuff, they end up kind of ruining things. Like even Fox, when they had the X-Men movies, only had like two or three good movies, and that includes Logan, Old Man Logan, which it's kind of a different takeoff of the comics.
No, and I love that. That was freaking awesome. That was great. And I actually read that like graphic novel, and that's really good.
We
don't need like 4 million of them. I just think, I don't know, it's too much.
I think we're seeing, so it's not just the bad writing. Society's also as a whole kind of tired. So we're going through a horror movie phase. You see a lot more horror
movies. Video of the other one, it's like it's all on my feed now. 31 minutes after the hour, Mike. I know you wanted to nerd out about this. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA.
Two teams, no parades.
No!
What's next for the Nuggets and the Avalanche this offseason? Keep it on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for the latest.
In Colorado, local matters. It matters who you trust, who knows your name, and who's rooted right here in our state. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado, and we're staying grounded in the same values we've built on for generations. At Bank of Colorado, we stay true to what matters most. Local decisions, real relationships, and communities we call home. If you're ready for a bank built for Colorado and committed to it, choose Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
It's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Six minutes after the hour, we'll be talking a lot of football. We'll be getting into a lot of football here with training camps starting up. But, Well County Swami says the Marvel movies used to be so big. I mean, even you admit, because you're still following all this stuff, but you got to admit, like, it's dropped off a little bit.
It's a combination of superhero fatigue and just bad writing. Some of the bad writing has to do with all the crap they have to cram into
this
it.
This is why, you saw The Boys, right? Did you finish The Boys yet?
I did not.
But you saw some of it, though, right?
I saw all of the first four seasons.
Yeah, but you didn't finish the fifth one. But this is why, it was really refreshing for a moment. Because it was like, okay, wow, something different. It's superheroes, but this is how maybe it would really happen. If a lot of people had powers and could do whatever the hell they want, this might be how it's going to happen. There's going to be just terrible people. Not just villains, just awful people.
Yeah, like the guys who are supposed to be good guys are actually
still bad.
Pretty narcissistic and just psychopathic.
You're right. So it was good. It was funny, but then, of course, they get a decent thing, and then they rip it apart, and it gets political.
Yeah, it was one of those, we have to one-up ourselves, and the spinoff was terrible. And
see, that's my problem again. While this show is still going on, The Boys, what did they do? They created a spinoff.
So that they could introduce those characters and put them in The Boys, I guess.
So dumb. So dumb.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones did the same thing. Or no. Did they? Well, yeah, they've got two different series going on right now. They've got the Red Dragon, House of the Dragon or whatever, and
House of the Dragon, yeah.
And the Knight of the Seven Kingdoms.
House of the Dragon, by the way, like had a great first season, then the second season was okay, and this season's just kind of like, I'm watching it because I want to get all through the I think they're going four seasons total.
This is getting to be my problem. And I love a good story unfolding. I love storylines. I love a good TV show. I do. I love it. I wish Game of Thrones would have ended better. I wish it could have still been going. I love the unraveling of storylines. But
I wish they didn't ruin all my favorite
characters. But the problem is we run it to the ground. Like, yeah, and that's, this is what was so great for a moment, but then he ran it to the ground. Peter Jackson made 3 Lord of the Rings movies. It was a trilogy. It was perfect. That's it. Be done. Then it was like, no, let's just do the same thing with The Hobbit. Okay, now we're going to do The Hunt for Gollum, which, what the hell? They just...
Well, that's because Jeff Bezos is a big fan of...
Doesn't
Tolkien.
Matter. The story's already done. We already know what happens. Now we need to see a side story. I think that the problem is we run them into the ground, and we have to have a backstory for every single character. We have, and I don't buy into that, man. It's just too much. I love a good story progression and character and arc and all that stuff, but now it's like we have to have so many movies and spinoffs about this character. Otherwise, and if you don't watch them, you're going to be confused watching the main storyline unfold.
Yeah, this is a problem I have with the music industry and movie industry, which both kind of have the same thing. It's about making money, which is fine, but they're afraid to take risks. So they have to leave it to the smaller studios to take risks and make good products, good music, good TV, good movies. The issue is, like, they don't have that big budget, and they're not going to, you know, take over all the movie theaters like the bigger studios are.
No, I just think, and again, this is why TV shows are always great for a minute, and then they get too big.
That's why.
They get
that's
too
why...
big, and you get writers that come in that are just not as good. They're more about the money, and so, like, we're making announcements that Captain America's coming back to Marvel. You shouldn't. That should be a surprise, but they have to sell. They have to sell the ticket. And what is the biggest ticket sale they got? Probably Captain America's up there. And so that's going to, instead of having this awesome moment where viewers could actually go to the theater, and again, I know there's comic books, whatever, but they're not 100%. None of them follow it 100%, even if they say they're going to. Old Man Logan comic book is way different than the movie.
Way different.
But you could have left that for an awesome surprise for us to enjoy. But instead, you're telling me that everybody knew that. Well, now everybody for sure does, because we saw it in the trailer yesterday that came out.
Yeah,
now
and it
ruined.
Had its own individual trailer. And on top of that, mentioned on the cast list.
Well, again, I'm a normal person. I don't read cast lists for movies. I see Odyssey's coming out. Neat. Who's in it? Matt Damon? Good enough for me. I'll go. I'm not going down a little cast list. Who's returning?
Well, that was also a special announcement that they
made. But I'm not watching that special announcement, Michael. I don't care about that stuff. I want to go to the theater or watch it at home and be surprised by all of it.
Yeah, ultimately.
So I'm not reading like the announcements of Captain America returning. I'm not like reading that stuff. I'm not into that. I just want to say movie out July whatever, me go movie. Movie on, me watch. I'm not reading a book about the movie or a release date about the movie. I want to go see the movie, and I want to be shocked like I used to be in the 90s before every damn thing was on the internet.
Yeah, when you see Captain America... spoiler alert, but this was 7 years ago. Captain America is able to wield Mjolnir.
Yeah, let's just tell everybody about it. Let's make an announcement about it now. You know
yeah,
what?
I think
he's actually going to be able to take the hammer that Thor has. Oh, great. There goes the surprise of the movie. That's also where Marvel screws up big time.
Yeah, I think it's superhero fatigue. I think it's bad writing. Over-marketing. I think... And I've seen less and less marketing. I think they've realized that they've had some issues. I wonder if it's also like they're afraid people are going to share the secrets, and that's why they're like, you know what, Captain America's in it now. But it's their fault.
Then let them share it. Don't confirm it. Let that be a fan theory for the longest time. 43 minutes after the hour. Boy, I'm glad football's starting soon, so you guys have something more exciting to talk about than action movies, superhero movies, to be fair, Travis, the new guy. But just making my point here, these are the, look what I'm doing, Mike. I'm talking a little nerd with you right now, and we're having people freak out on us. So, yeah, this is the world I live in. We can't talk about Captain America anymore. We'll have to do that in quiet, alone time. 43 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for The Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
48 minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the show. Michael, I blame you. It's your fault. But I promise, it's July 21st. I promise, Mike, if you just hang with us, we will get to football talk. But what am I going to, what are we talking about today? What want me to talk about? What want me to say? We talked about the Broncos earlier. We'll give you our full previews coming up. What else is there? They start training camp in like 2 days.
Yeah, there's not a lot of sports. And look, training camp, how relevant is that? There are people that look great in training camp than suck in their career.
Yeah, once we get going, it gets more important. But what do you want me to do? I mean, yeah, we'll get into predictions and all that. But you gotta get into that in August, Mike. But in the meantime,
let's review Little Giants tomorrow.
It's a Wednesday.
I know.
Why don't we just review all the superhero movies? Because none of our listeners want us to talk about it, apparently, which I'm okay with. 49 minutes after the hour. We'll take a short break.
Did you know you can hear your favorite KFKA shows anytime?
Ooh, anytime that you want me.
Find podcasts of Good Morning NoCo, Coach Speak, and the whole show on Apple, Spotify, or 1310KFKA.com.
This is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310KFKA.
What do we learn on this 21st day of July? Well, we learned that John Gruden likes the Broncos to win the AFC West. He doesn't care about the ridiculous schedule that will rear its ugly head at Denver. Listen, man, if Davis Webb and Bo Nix can figure it out together, and this makes a better relationship for Sean Payton and Bo even, then maybe they not only win the AFC West, they win some bigger things coming up. ESPN's letting go of people left and right, including Ryan Clark, who had kind of a controversial career, I would say, at least with ESPN. Not bad. He's entertaining at times, but sometimes just a little too much for me. Michael, what'd you learn?
Well, I agree with you on Davis Webb. We do need to know more about him to see who's fault. Was it actually Bo Nix's fault? Or was it actually just bad play calling? And I'd say you have a young quarterback, you have to have better play calling to help that young quarterback develop.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I think Bo is a good quarterback. I don't think he's great. But could he be great with the right guy calling the plays, the right guy getting them into the proper offensive sets? We'll see. We're going to find out very soon. And that's what training camp probably won't tell us a whole ton about. But as we get closer to preseason, we'll find out.
You know, tomorrow we should just freak out about training camp.
Let's just
freak out about it and
camp.
Say that everything good that happens in training camp will happen the rest of the season.
Let's talk about the fourth string center and his chances of making the team. I think we should do that.
There's always some guy in preseason that I root for to make the team. They don't always make the team, but like there's one guy that I'm always rooting for some reason.
Well, who's the tight end? Caleb Lohner? Is that the tight end out of Utah? Now, I know he was drafted last year, but I want to see that guy make the team.
I want to see Red wear the orange.
I want to see that guy. Oh, yeah, Red. Like him, too.
He's got a cool name.
He does have a cool name. All right, that'll do it for us. We're back at it on a Wednesday. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.